This is the Bubba Army Podcast.
So, Matt, I think you just worked the pay-per-view, did you not?
I did. I worked the payback. I wrestled King Corbin, Baron Corbin, and, you know, I've been on a couple pay-per-views before. I've been on Survivor Series. I've been on the Royal Rumble. Been on a couple takeovers. But this was my first singles WWE main roster pay-per-view. So, you know, it was fun. It was good. And, yeah, I got to beat King Corbin up. So it was fun.
Now, Matt Riddle, looks like you wasted your time.
Now, is this from this past pay-per-view? Or is this from SmackDown?
This is a SmackDown.
This is SmackDown. This is what set up the pay-per-view, right?
Yeah.
This was the setup match.
I think so.
When he had Shorty G or some guy in there trying to get cute with you, and you had to show him how to do it.
Dude, I had to bro down.
Bro, come on. I know it's hard to get that little crown on your big little cranium, but come on, dude. This is getting ridiculous, bro. Come on, dude. Let's go. Let's get the show on the go, bro.
Big little cranium.
Matt, don't get mad at me, but that's a hell of an intro right there, buddy.
Oh, yeah.
I mean.
Well, yeah. I mean, the presentation is WWE, you know, and he is.
Wow.
He won the King of the Ring. He's King Corbin.
I mean, he is. He's over. Is he not? When you see that, you know, you're the first guy in the ring, and then this guy was like, oh, man, that's a little intimidating. I mean, the guy's over.
King Corbin, the reigning King of the Ring in WWE, who's had a major problem with Matt Riddle.
Did you spot him with his own crown?
No,
you wanted to though, didn't you?
The bellkeeper, the timekeeper, always takes his stuff. So
you wanted it so bad, do you not?
Every time, I want the crown.
You want to beat him with that stick, though, don't you?
You want to beat him senseless, don't you?
Yeah, I would. I mean,
come on, scorekeeper, give me the crown so I can smash it on his face.
I'd rather just wear the crown and like kick him. You know, the mace. I'm not a big weapons guy. You know, I like to fight fair with my hands, but the crown is pretty sweet.
This is the Bubba Army Podcast.
Achieving a gorgeous grin from home isn't a total mystery with Bite Clear aligners. Just don't be surprised if all of your sleuthing friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. Bite Clear aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
If you didn't know it before, well, then let me alert you. There are germs everywhere. What's the one and only way to respond? Sanitize everything. I'm talking everywhere. Packages, groceries, keyboards, tablets, money, doorknobs. You know, all these things are home to bacteria and viruses, but now there's an easy way to kill bacteria and viruses on all these surfaces or wherever they live. The Clean Phone Wand. The Clean Phone Wand is a portable UV sanitizer that lets you eliminate 99.9% of bacteria and kill viruses in seconds on virtually any surface. Use it for all your deliveries. Use it on tablets, on computers. Use it if you have to get on a plane or stay in a hotel. Use it at school. It's super portable, and with days of battery life, you can take it anywhere and make sure your environment is clean and safe. Get yours now and save over $50 plus free shipping by adding the code Bubba. That's BUBBA. That all happens when you go to thenewdealshop.com. Again, that's thenewdealshop.com. And if you order today and add an FDA-authorized KN95 mask to your order, you're going to save an additional 10%. It's simple. Go to thenewdealshop.com and get the Clean Phone Wand now. And then start sanitizing everything everywhere. Again, thenewdealshop.com. Use Bubba as your promo code. You got a rib tattoo, don't you?
I have a rib tattoo.
How painful is that?
You know, when I got it, I was in Vegas, you know, my buddy.
Can you show your tattoo? I mean, I'm not like.
Can I? I don't know. Can I?
I don't think it's not in a private spot or anything.
Can
and I
you
think,
see it?
I think when you take your shirt off, everybody sees it when you're broing out.
None of that. Yeah.
There you go.
It's an angry mushroom, it looks like.
That's exactly what it is.
And Anna, what do you think about the angry mushroom?
Yeah, it's great.
Yeah, the
is there a story behind the angry mushroom, Matt Riddle?
You know,
besides you're showing a full blown abs now. Look at those ab crunchers. Jesus, look at that. Jesus, right. God. Okay, put your shirt down.
Take it
kid.
Easy.
You take it easy. None of us got any. None of us got anything like that. So put it down immediately.
You know, I got the tattoo. I wanted like a nice natural mushroom, you know, like in nature, maybe with like a little nice bed of grass under it.
Like a nice, I forget.
Maybe a gnome sleeping there, you know, like something like nice. And then the guy who did it, you know, he's out of just, you know, he was on hard times, just got released, and he was doing some artwork for my friend, and he offered me some, and eventually I said yes, and this is the creation. The one thing is, it is original. Like, nobody else has.
You're right. I've not seen a spore like mushroom on a superstar's body like
yeah,
that.
Yeah, no, nobody has this mushroom out there.
You might
there.
Be the most popular superstar in the world that has that type of mushroom on their body.
Yeah, at least top five.
Right.
At least top five.
Like, you know. You're like John. You're like as over as John Cena is with guys who have mushrooms.
Yeah,
I mean, right?
Probably, yeah. At least, if not more.
And are you getting any more tattoos? Do you have any of your children?
No.
Is that a heat getter with Mama with the fact that you can put a mushroom, but you don't have the twins? You know, on both of the pythons.
No,
there.
The mushroom came well before the twins. So, yeah, that happened when I was, like, early 20s. The girls happened in the early 20s, but it was, like, 24 I had the girls. So, couple-year difference, you know? And, yeah, this was extremely painful.
How do you like living where you're – not to – I think a lot of people know in the general proximity, anybody that reads the internet or knows that you moved, you know, you used to live in Orlando, and then you moved like a little bit north of there. And one of the reasons why you moved there is because you wanted your family to kind of live on some land, you know, like be more farmy or acreage rather than urban-ish or normal neighborhood-ish. And so how do you like it? I think you guys have been there now a month or so.
I mean, we got the 10 acres. I got dirt bikes, four-wheelers. They got the pool. Got the kids a huge trampoline.
Do they like the school?
They like the school. Well, the classes are smaller, so the kids...
And is it more of a country feel, kind of?
Well, yeah. It's very country where I live. Very... Very country.
But don't you like, I mean, isn't that what kind of you were looking for a little bit?
Well, you know, I mean,
you were looking for country club. You were looking for country.
I was looking for freedom,
you know,
in the sense, like when I go outside and I look at my property, I can do whatever I want.
You can literally pee right there on the back porch if you wanted.
If I wanted to, if I wanted to build something, I could. If I wanted horses, if I want to do anything, I can do whatever I want.
If you want to put a little shed up, you don't have to get any permitting or anything like that. You just throw a little shed up.
Exactly. And, you know, I think after living in Vegas, when I bought a house and I had an HOA and they're like, you can't paint your house, you can't do this. Oh, you didn't get permission to put a playground up in your backyard, like a playset.
Can't have the slip and slide for the boys.
You know, hey, your flowers died in your front yard, and it's like,
you need to replant them.
Yeah,
or,
it's like, well, I didn't really care
a lot about that.
Exactly. So it's like, living where I live now, I have no HOA. My neighbors are almost like a mile away. And yeah, so it's like, I'm just living my best life. I was trailing the other day. It's awesome. And
you can get out there, turn your dirt bike on, let it rip. You couldn't, probably everywhere you've lived, you've probably not been able to dirt bike it.
Dude, I literally will dirt bike my property, but I'll literally drive out of my driveway down the road.
Dirt bike it out there, too.
Dude, I'd go right on the road, drive right down to the trails because it's only a couple miles away, and I rip it up. I saw three bears the other day.
What?
Yeah, three black bears.
Were they big?
Yeah. Well, there's like two big ones, one little one. So
now if you did you see him on your property or like when you're driving down the road a little bit?
I was on trails down the road a little bit.
Now, do you carry a gun or anything when you're with you?
You probably
should start carrying a pistol with you.
You know, I was thinking about it.
What if you're out dirt biking, meh, 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 and all of a sudden, you know, something happens to the dirt bike and you're like 4 or 5 miles from home because you're out dirt bike, and next thing you know, one of these big black bears that you see.
Throw your flip-flop at him.
Your flip-flop ain't doing shit to him, man.
I'll tell you this. That just sounds like I underprepared, you know? I'm not going to go. When I go out into the wilderness on a dirt bike, I do a system check.
Oh,
you
okay.
know, come on. I got to make sure I got a full tank of gas.
Well, what if you blow out a tire and you pie face yourself and you're hurt? And you broke, and you know, I mean, the next thing a bear comes up and he wants to, you know.
Dude, good for him. It's over. It's
like, but if you just carried, if you just had a little 22 or a little.
A 22 is not going to do anything to a bear.
Yeah, it's going
to
piss him off, bro.
Blitz, you're going to say if you took a 22 and you shot a bear in the face, that he's not going to leave.
You better hit an eye because otherwise it's going to make him mad.
You know it's more dangerous than a bear? Driving a dirt bike with a gun on you.
That's true.
Just shooting.
Blitz, do they make dirt bike gun holders? Like, you know, back, you put back with the back forks or something?
Probably. I mean, I carry one every time I ride my four-wheeler.
Yeah. You know, when I ride on my property, I have a machete because I clear stuff out. So I have a machete.
What, are you driving and hitting the weeds while you're driving?
He goes like 30.
Meh, meh, meh.
Yeah, well, I got it. Well, where I live, there's a lot of banana spiders. I don't know if you've seen
I
those.
I saw
those
your wife giant. Tested, Instagrammed a few of these spiders, and she said they're all over the property, but they're not poisonous.
No, yeah, the banana spiders, but they're humongous.
But they're so scary looking, aren't they?
They're humongous, and what they do is it's annoying, because what they do is they climb about 6 feet up. And then they make their webs.
Right at face level.
Right at face level. So it's about 6 feet up. So it's about my height or when I'm on a dirt bike sitting.
Do they get you right in the face?
Oh, dude. I've literally had my helmet on. I'm like ripping through a trail and literally just splat. And I'll just have like a banana spider just splattered
in the
on
the
my
areas
face.
That they're at, in the areas that they're at, go out at nighttime with a flashlight and shine it on the ground. And you see these little like speckles all over the ground. It's little baby spiders.
Oh, I believe it.
Now, will those banana spiders bite you?
I've never been bitten by one that I know of.
I don't think they do.
I mean, they can't. I mean, most spiders don't bite people, even though we're all scared of them because they're creepy looking or whatever.
What are you most scared of, animal-wise? Like snakes? Oh, by the way,
You know, probably a bear would be pretty, you know, it's like, because I was with my buddy, and when we saw those bears, and he was in a Jeep, and I'm on a dirt bike. He sees the bears, he slams on his brakes. And I slam on my brakes. He gets out. He's like, "You see those bears? Wow!" And I'm like,
"Yeah, let's keep going, motherfucker."
Yeah, I'm like, "Bro, get in your car." And he's like, "Yeah, how crazy is that?" I'm like, "Dude, I'm on a dirt bike. Like, it's like I have no protection. Like, I have a helmet on. Like, let's go."
My buddy asked me what type of dirt bike. He wants to know specifically what you got.
Specifically, I got a 2020 250 Suzuki. It's like
guy's a Suzuki guy.
Yeah, it's a supercross or a motocross bike.
It's funny because I want to know which four-wheeler you got.
I don't know. Well, the four-wheeler is a smaller four-wheeler. It's also a Suzuki.
Okay. Is it for the kids?
Yeah, it's only a 90cc.
Oh, that's perfect, though.
Yeah.
But for the twins, do you have multiple?
And the other day.
Because you can't ask them. You can't job them out, put two on one. Like, they have to have their own four-wheeler.
Well, right now, the kids are pretty busy. Like, one will be playing video games. The other one will be bouncing on the trampoline or swimming. And then, one of them will be riding the four-wheeler.
Do you have a favorite?
Do I have a favorite kid?
Yeah. Because I know you can ask the average dad that, and they'll lie.
No.
They'll be like, no. But I think that you actually are cool enough and secure enough in your own skin that
you do have a favorite. Is it cool to pick a favorite kid?
I mean, it's probably not cool, but if you're totally honest, I'm sure there are some parents.
Well, it's really cool for the one kid, but for everyone else, no.
and your kids are certainly not watching this.
I'll tell you this, you know, I can't pick a favorite because they all have moments. I mean, I would say Zach, unfortunately, my son, my seed, he's kind of my least favorite most of the time.
Are you for real?
Yeah, well, because he really just plays video games all day. And I can relate, but like he doesn't really want to hang
out. He doesn't put you over.
Yeah, he puts mom over way harder, you know.
But your one twin, she kind of, like you were talking about earlier on the other show, she kind of emulates you a little bit, and she kind of puts you over a little bit.
Well, the twins, the one that looks like me, I love, because looks like me, acts like me, all that. But then I don't like her because of that, too, because she screams all the time, and she's always being crazy and saying the weirdest stuff and talking back.
Just like you.
Just like you.
You know.
And you're like, you probably think, man, bro, I wonder why my parents are like, you know, this is what I had to deal with.
And then, like, the other one that's like, my wife is just, like, so nice and this and that, but then she also has a mean streak,
too. Like your wife.
Yeah, so I'm like, oh.
So the one looks like you and acts like you, but the one is calmer and collected like your wife, but that's a double-edged sword.
Yeah, so, but I'd say at the end of the day, I think they all break even.
No.
Good answer.
I think one of the...
Come on,
the one,
what do you think I was going to go with that? You think I was going to pick one?
First of all, nobody's listening, and I'm sure Lisa's not even watching either. But I bet you, I think the one twin that acts like you kind of deep down is the one you kind of like a little bit.
Well, like I said, you know, I like her just because she looks like me. She was also the firstborn, you know, not like that's a reason to like somebody more, you know. And it's not like I like her any more than the other kid. Because like I said, they had their days, you know. Like
they each got their own push, don't
they? Like the other day, Amy spilled a bunch of porn stars.
Who's getting the biggest push right now of all three of them?
Well, the thing is, Zach ask for the biggest push, and he usually gets the biggest push.
Because he's asking for the biggest push.
Yeah, and he's the only boy, you know. He's always like, you know.
Does he know how to work? Like, does he instantaneously know
how to work mom.
Right.
Me and the rest of the family, we don't put up with it.
But mom is a sucker for Zach.
They're a sucker for each other. They love each other.
They marks for each other.
Yeah, they really like each other.
Do you ever tell Lisa, stop marking out to Zach?
Oh,
I mean, come on.
All the time. I'd be like, yo, stop defending that kid. And she's like, I'm not. And I'm like,
stop defending that kid. He's your kid, too.
Yeah, well, there's our kid. You know what
I'm
saying.
Do you ever got to come in? Like, does mom, are you the heel parent and she's the baby? And then you got to come in?
I'm always the heel. Well, I'm the heel parent when somebody has to say no. But, like, I don't really yell at the kids, and I'm not mean to the kids. I just, you know, reprimand. So it's but I'm also, like, the dad to talk to if you're sad. Like, dad.
The cool dad.
Yeah. I can make you feel better.
Who's stiffer, you or Lisa?
With the kids?
Yeah, like.
I'd say Lisa.
Really?
Yeah.
When it comes to getting in trouble and stuff like that, does she have to be...
Oh, no. Are you talking about with punishments?
Yeah.
Oh, no. Lisa's stiffer if you're, like, you annoy her. Like, if Amy won't stop screaming, she'll be like, Amy, knock it off, you know? Like, she'll yell at the kid.
She might be verbally a little more over the top, whereas, you know, you can talk him down and, like, be a little calmer with him.
I have to enforce the rules and regulations. You know,
do you ever put it on mama and be like, listen, bro, I don't want any of this to happen, but she's in good. Mama says you got to do this.
Oh, yeah, of course. I'm like, you know, you see how mad mom gets you. You don't want her in here. Of course, she never does anything. But it's like, but you know, you got to make her
be the boogeyman.
Yeah, you got to. And that it's good cop, bad cop. And then we switch roles sometimes. Like Lisa's been like, oh, I told them all to clean the rooms and stuff, and if they didn't before you got home, you were going to be so mad. And I was like, I don't care. And she's like, I know, but.
Have you had any interactions with Jeff Hardy yet?
Yeah.
That guy can, oh my God. Is he a hell? I mean.
He's a good guy.
He's a great guy and can work his ass. I mean, do the boys look at him as like a guy that just can really work? Like he's a high flyer. He's somewhat old school. Like, you know, how is Jeff perceived?
Well, I think Jeff's perceived good. I mean, he's Jeff Hardy. He's a legend. He's an innovator, all that stuff. But, I mean, you know, there's so many different styles of wrestling, especially in pro wrestling, because it's like street fighting, wrestling. It's everything. everything to, you know, guys just, yeah, it's everything. So
how about Lashley? Like, what's the, if you had to work one of the two, who would you pick between Bobby and Jeff?
I had to pick. Well,
didn't Lashley do MMA?
Yeah, he did.
Would you do against, and I'm not trying to cause no problems, but like shoot style, how would you and Bobby do?
You know, he's really big. Like I saw him the other day, he's not much taller than me or like the same height.
Thick.
But he's pretty thick. My conditioning, though, is like through the roof, and I'm really good at jiu-jitsu, and I hit really hard. He was just known more for taking people down and holding them down and trying to teach.
So he might be more of a Greek ground and pound guy. You might be better on your feet.
I'm pretty good at ground and pound too. I don't know. I'll be honest. I'm a nightmare for most people. So
I will tell you this: when we were over at the Clem gym last time, and we were like just messing around, and it's not even like I'm just a fat old guy compared to you, but. God, you got just so much, and I'm not trying to just completely mark out to you, but you got so much core strength. Like when we were just kind of, you know, tying up a little bit, like you just got so much core strength. I was like, wow. You know, when you grab a hold of a guy, you can tell if he's old and soft or if he's got, like you are, you just got so much core strength.
I'll tell you this. I try to tell people, like even with my wife lifting weights, because she can totally lift way more weights than me. But I'm telling you, like, there's like a different... There's a different kind of strength you get when you, like, fight men all the time.
Right.
Like, when you just fight men that are trying to hurt you all the time.
Like, you can't put a number on your bench press when you're just fighting men off of you, right?
And that's the thing. Like, and don't get me wrong, you can get stronger doing bench press and squats and curls and all this. But, like, when you have that, like you said, that core strength and that – body language and all that goes with it.
Just, I mean, you might get a guy that can bench press 500 pounds and
I'll run over.
And you bench press, you know, 320, and you will absolutely be stronger than him when it comes to the muscles involved in fighting.
The amount of times I've grappled somebody who's can lift way more, who's way stronger, way better athlete, all that, and 7 foot tall, like, and I still can just run circles around them. Even, and don't get wrong, like they'll get me tired, like my arms start burning, but technique, other things, and it's just like, and like you said, stability and core strength, it's, you know,
big. How about Apollo Crews? Have you had to, is he on SmackDown?
He is on Raw.
He's on Raw.
Yeah, they just mix us all up on here.
They do. And like on this website I'm looking at, I thought that they were like, but
I think
I guess,
it's an alphabetical order.
Oh, I couldn't go like this. If I do a SmackDown search,
there we go.
Now it's like AJ, and you just worked AJ two times, right?
I worked AJ two times. I worked Corbin. I worked Chad.
Second
Gable.
Time you got a screw job. He had your tights, didn't he?
Yeah, well, no, he rolled me up. I don't know if he had the tights. He might
have. That was almost a small package, wasn't it?
It was close.
Man, I didn't even remember that. You probably thought I was trying to job you out on the other interview when I was talking about, I forgot AJ rolled you up in a schoolboy small package deal, didn't he?
He caught me in a cradle.
Caught me in a cradle of sorts. Say it.
Caught me in a cradle of sorts.
How about Big E?
Big E's good. I wouldn't mind getting in the ring with him, locking horns.
If you had to pick anybody from your current roster, who would it be?
To wrestle?
Yeah.
We'll keep scrolling. Let's see.
Well, obviously King. I mean, you got a program. Well, you just worked King at Payback.
Yeah, but that's not over. That dude attacked me after the match. So
Shorty
threw me through. Shorty G's really good. I wish we would have wrestled a little longer, but you know, it is what it is.
I'm trying to look at. I mean, you got to go for Roman.
I mean, Sheamus. I wrestled Sheamus.
Hey, that's good. A good dude.
Yeah. Roman's up there. So right now, Roman's up.
Does Sheamus still live in the Tampa area?
Who?
Sheamus.
No.
Yeah, I think you might be wrong on that, bro.
I'm 100% right. I work with him. I know where he lives. He gave me a hoodie the other day.
I work with him. He gave me a hoodie the other day.
I mean, these are facts.
Okay. Well, you see that it. I think he may have lived here.
Well, that makes sense.
Oh, you know, when he was doing, I think when when NXT, was it called NXT when it was over here in Tampa?
FCW.
FCW. Did Sheamus break in with FCW? I think he did.
I think he dabbled, possibly. I'm not going
to. And you know what? If I'm wrong on that, I'm not trying to
disrespect. He did break in with FCW.
All right. Like, I'm not trying to, you know, make him FCW guy. I just thought that maybe he worked with Steve Kern early on in the FCW days. I thought maybe.
Well, so, you know, word on the street is he's actually a Monster Factory guy, like myself.
Well, no, I'm saying I think after the Monster Factory, then he got sent down to FCW, I think. Did he not?
Yeah, it was FCW October 2nd.
Look at Triple H. Does Triple H work anymore?
I mean, he works every day.
No, I mean, does he wrestle still? Does Triple H wrestle still?
He does sometimes. Like, he had that match with Batista. He did a couple other things. I don't know when the last... It's been over a year.
I think Batista is a Tampa guy.
I think he got hurt, though. Like, I think he tore something and had to take some time off.
What if you got a chance to work him?
Triple H?
Oh, yeah.
That'd be sweet.
That'd be sweet.
That guy's pretty good.
How'd the Sheamus match go?
Sheamus match was good. I won.
You did?
By DQ. But I still won, so...
Who was... Who was winning before the DQ screw job?
I was winning. What do you think?
I was just asking.
Damn it, Bubba. Come on.
Delve into the shadows of the mind with Sleeping Dogs, a gripping murder mystery starring Academy Award winner Russell Crowe. Now available on digital. Crowe portrays an ex-homicide detective unraveling a brutal murder he can't recall. Uncovering secrets from his past, he learns a chilling truth. It's best to let sleeping dogs lie. Visit sleepingdogsmovie.com/Wondery to watch Sleeping Dogs, now on digital. That's sleepingdogsmovie.com/Wondery.
Go check this website out. It's thenewdealshop.com. Now, they got all kinds of stuff. They want me particularly to tell you about the clean phone wand. God, this is exactly what Seth needs. A wand to clean. He'll be cleaning everything. I have a promo code, Bubba, and I think that gets you $50 off your first order plus free shipping. TheNewDealShop.com. Use Bubba as your promo code. They got all kinds of specials, from the masks that you need to the various cleaning devices that you need to clean your phone, your wallet, your earbuds, if you need to clean it. And it's all through UV rays, and it's all real kick-ass. Lummy, you can even wand your groceries.
Sweet.
Like, you know, we should technically wand all these packages we get.
Let's get one or two.
Yeah. TheNewDealShop.com. Promo code Bubba. Lummy, see if you can find me the Sheamus match.
I'm not going to say Sheamus didn't get some strikes.
Some good offense in?
But I got a couple moves. I hit a sweet German suplex, a Broman suplex.
You did?
Yeah, it did. With a bridge on my toes.
No flat-footed bridge for the bro.
I will say this.
If we catch a flat-footer on the bridge, can we rib you?
Well, the thing is, it was flat when I first went over, but I do put them on the toes.
From now on, every time you do a bridge, it's going to be in your head. I better toe up or I'm going to get heat.
If I don't toe, I'll just drop the bridge. I'll just let go.
You'll abandon the bridge
if
you don't toe?
I won't even get a one count. I'll just hook the leg. I'll do a German release. Hook the leg.
Anna is so lost in this whole world, aren't you, Anna?
Yeah, I'm trying to follow along, but...
You got any questions you want to ask, bro? I mean, we're just kind of over here bullshitting like a couple dudes. Like, is there any... I mean, you were talking about the travel schedule, and like, you know, how many trinkets does he sell?
Do they ever do, like co-ed fights and stuff, or
they
no?
They used to do intergender matches. When I was on the indies, I did some intergender, only a couple intergender matches. Had a couple good ones.
Why did it stop, like the Me Too stuff, or?
Well, in WWE, it just stopped because
I think
people glorifying violence towards women. You know, I don't think
even if they were hitting you,
even if it's pro wrestling, they'll be able to try to hate on it some way, wouldn't they not?
I mean,
you could never. Like, put a girl through a table nowadays, even in a working program.
Well, I think you could, and I think, you know...
A guy could?
I think, you know, the right person at the right setting, I think they could. I just think WWE isn't ready for it.
And you know what? And quite frankly, they probably don't need it.
And they've done it before. But I think times have changed.
And they don't even need to heat. Yeah, like, they're like, we're so over that we don't need to go there.
Yeah, and that's the thing, you know. And you got to realize the fan, like, people today can take anything the wrong way.
Right.
So.
And I think Juice is the same way, right? I don't think you can split a guy open anymore. I think that kind of has gone.
Don't get me wrong. If you get split open, they'll like clean you up a little and continue the match.
Right.
You know,
like if you get hard way.
Yes, but you can't just cut yourself now.
Right. No, you don't. You're not carrying any razor blades to the deal. But if you get a hard way deal, then they're not going to stop it unless it's really bad. Right.
That's it.
Let's talk about bro time.
That might do it.
By Riddle, and now Riddle looking to go up to the top rope, perhaps.
I'm going
to
do a top rope, Willie. That's kind of a rarity for you, is it not? You're not a top rope guy.
I won the other day with a top rope guy.
Maybe you should start going top rope guy more.
I will occasionally.
Put him away.
Riddle could be looking for the floating bro. If this lands, it is
the floating bro.
That's what I call it.
Lights out for Sheamus.
That's the twisting.
And people don't even realize. I mean. In pro wrestling fans expect a certain amount of high ropeness, but they don't realize how tall and how high that really is. Like, it's really up there. I mean, right? I mean, even somebody as athletic as you are, that's up there, right? I mean,
it's up there. Like, I don't want to jump down from there. It'll hurt my legs.
Senton from the top rope. Riddle wants to connect. Has to roll through, though.
Missed it. Missed a floating bro.
Well, yeah. You know, it's going to happen.
Here comes a clothesline, or he's going to duck it.
Sheamus gets out of harm's way. And now, with white noise, cover, hook of the leg. Riddle kicks out at 2.5.
And that's got to be frustrating if you're Sheamus.
Sheamus is Johnny Core strong guy, too. He looks like he's pretty tight, is he not?
Yeah, he works out.
In pursuit of Sheamus here, outside the ring, right in front of our announce table.
Lummy knows how that feels, don't you, Lummy?
I think Sheamus lives in Nashville, but he has a condo here.
Oh, okay. So, bro, guess what? I'm half right, buddy.
He did. He had a house here. He used to live in Odessa.
Ooh, how about that, bro?
I don't know, man. He flies in. If he had a condo, I don't know. Doesn't seem right.
Hold on. If you used to live in Tampa and you have a condo, that you kind of jobbed me, made me look stupid, but I think I'm a little more right than I'm wrong, kid.
Agreed.
I know you're stiff and you don't put anybody over. It's the nature of the business. Jesus, God.
How loud was that kick?
I was working. I'd be like, man.
He has an anchor condo here so that probably for tax reasons.
I think I felt Riddle standing tall.
I think you're pretty stiff, Matt. Are you stiff out there?
Oh, and Sheamus answers with a knee to the jaw. Riddle in danger.
You'll see stiff. Just
out.
I'm about to get
stiff. This has been a...
You going to get spotted here?
Brawl between Sheamus and Riddle. I'm enjoying every second of it, but to be perfectly honest, I'm surprised this one's still going.
That was stiff.
And realize the side of the ring is like a TV screen.
Oh. I'm surprised this one's still going. Wait a minute.
Oh, he kind of...
God, from behind, Shorty G again. Shorty G, who last week beat the hell out of Riddle.
Looking to collect Corbin's King's Ransom.
Yeah, that King's Ransom, that Corbin basically the bounty that he put on the head of Matt Riddle. But Shorty G gonna pay for it. Riddle now taking the fight to Shorty G.
Bro.
There is no quitting the original bro.
And now Riddle went to a Shorty G, knocking him down. And Riddle now.
Dribbling Shorty G's skull like a basketball off our announce desk.
Now,
when they would break the Spanish announce table every week.
Yeah, remember back in the day, they'd be like, okay, we're going to break the Spanish announce team because they're not even really hooked up, and we're going to break them. So, like, Matt, do they get heat with you sometimes if you go out there and you are if you're hurting some equipment and stuff, do they sometimes be like, buddy, that was a $500 monitor?
No, WWE doesn't care. No, they got plenty of equipment.
They got 50 monitors in the back ready to go, right?
Interrupting a tremendous match between Sheamus.
I've often thought, Blitz, just because I know how much equipment it costs, when the guys go out and cut promos and then they drop the mic and then you hear the mic thud and you're like, man, that was like a $700 microphone.
Oh, I think about that every time, too.
Every time they drop the mic, I'll be like, my God, that was a $700 microphone.
They're going to break a wire.
They spike the mics during, like, rehearsals, and I'm like, guys. It's like
we're going through seven. If I'm Bubba McMahon, I'm like, we're going through $700 mics and an alarming.
No, Bubba's handing out wooden microphones and saying, here,
props.
Here, use these for props.
Yeah. And Riddle. Then I'm telling Blitz, my technical guys, hey, when Riddle's going to do the announcement, give him a real shitty, crappy microphone because it's one that doesn't matter.
A pre-bent one.
I never spiked the mic.
Anna, are you trying to do like neck something?
Yeah, I'm a little tight.
And Al Riddle driving Shorty's chin.
He didn't move his arm on that one.
Yeah, I didn't hit his arm.
Riddle
yeah.
just about caved in
Dude,
Shorty's
that's
chest.
That's how it's done. when it's on TV, like when the pressure.
Did you
on,
bite him right there? It's like you bit him.
I do what I do.
Gave him a hickey.
You gave him a hickey?
I do what I do.
Now for Matt Riddle's finishing move, it's the third rope hickey. My God, he's got his lips on his chest.
Yeah, I think he's just really pale. I think that's all that is.
Now, when you're working a guy like this, like...
But then he does have blood on his face, you know. I guess that's...
I think you sputtered him.
Dude.
Did you get him right?
Dude, wrestling's not, you know...
Not fake.
Yeah, it's real to me.
Now...
And I work there.
When a guy... It's real to me and I work there.
Yeah.
Now, when you get a guy this sweaty, is it tough to grab a hold of him, like, when he's that sweaty?
No, I get pretty sweaty, too, so...
Who's the sweatiest?
I didn't like how you said that.
I'm certainly not meaning it disrespectfully.
Who's the sweatiest?
I don't know. I wasn't trying to trip you up, kid.
No, you're sweaty.
I wasn't trying to sweat.
You're sweaty.
No.
I wasn't trying to mention.
I would say, you know, sweat really isn't the issue for me. It's the baby oil.
Yeah. Now, are the boys still putting the baby oil on?
Not all of them, but some of them.
And do you tell
still.
Them, bro, easy on the baby oil. That's from the 80s.
Well, the thing is, if you're a bigger guy, I really don't mind the baby oil. But when you're, like, barely breaking 200 pounds and you're covered in baby oil, you start slipping out of my arms.
There's a new rule now. You got to weigh in before you put your baby oil on. If you're under 200, no baby oil. That's courtesy of Matt Riddle.
You know, well, if you're going to wear baby oil, you got to take precautions. You know, you got to work a little safer and do things a little better, you know? Like,
is that baby oil? Is that a combo right there?
Yeah, Sheamus, I mean, he works out.
Is there baby
hard.
Oil guys and there's not baby oil guys, right?
Yeah, like me, I'm baby oil free. I've noticed the guys
baby
that,
oil free.
Baby, dude, if I might baby oil, like, I might go tan or something, throw some baby oil on, you know. Do
now,
do
you tan before you go out and work? Or like a spray on or a regular tan?
I don't do spray on. It's always
natural.
The real deal with the bro.
So the tan that they see on the bro is, you know, a real tan.
I will say this for the people at home. 99% of the tans you see on TV are not real.
Or spray.
Yeah.
Right?
It disappoints me.
Hogan used to tan so much that he would tan and he would actually put his palms up and try to tan his palms. Did you know that?
Well, yeah.
True story.
Well, I didn't know that, but.
It's a true story, Matt.
True story,
true
Matt.
True story. Palms up.
Palms up. Not to be confused. What's our new finishing Mick Foley? Shoot a bear. What's it called? Shoot an elk?
Show me a moose.
Show me a moose. I'm sorry.
I'll
show me a
punch you in the face and tell you to show me a moose.
Show me a moose. Show me a moose.
Definitely.
Man, look at those traps.
Yeah,
damn.
He works out.
All right, Sheamus. Oh, road kick. Bandage of the kick.
So that's it on that
screw
one.
Screw Sheamus. He stole my bubble gum.
What, that? Screw Sheamus what?
He stole my bubble gum.
What do you mean he stole your bubble gum?
Yeah, he's like, hey, can I have a piece of your gum? I was like, here, yeah, sure. And he took the whole thing and left.
Oh, when he was in the studio?
Yeah.
What a heel. he goes to Blitz and says, can I have a piece of gum? And then he took it all. That's a heel move right there, is it
dick.
Not? That's a dick move.
I'm going to his condo later.
Yeah. is Kane still working a little bit?
No, he's a mayor.
He's governor. A mayor in Tennessee.
Yeah.
I know, but they got him on the roster.
I think
still.
All the boys are moving to Tennessee now.
Yeah. I mean, he's a political figure. So.
Why is everybody moving to Tennessee, Matt? Is there like a...
I don't know. I didn't get the memo. Maybe they're all hanging out together.
And in Tennessee.
They all moved out of Tampa, and Matt moved in.
Well, you know.
I mean, kind of.
I'm looking at the...
I'm still in Florida.
I'm looking at the Raw roster. I think the SmackDown roster might be a better roster. I mean, well, I don't know. Look, that's some pretty big.
Big Show.
You got Big Show. You got Brock.
Yeah, but like you said, like half these guys aren't working most of the time.
McIntyre, he's a Raw guy, is he not?
He is.
MVP is MVP still working?
Well, he just came back, but yes, he does.
Wow. Is Ray still working? Ray Mysterio?
Yeah, he just did the pay per view. You got to watch the product, bro.
I pay per views are a little tough on Sundays sometimes to get them. I go to bed so early.
Oh. Mm.
Oh man, this I don't know. I hope that you have no problems with this guy because this guy is one of the biggest babies ever.
I believe we follow each other on Twitter.
This guy is. I hope you're not mad at me for putting another guy over as much as I care about you. I've never met this guy, but this guy's money.
Well, this guy is money.
Sorry.
You've never met the guy, and you're going to put him over more than
not,
me.
That's how it works with Bubba.
Not more than you, bro. I'm saying.
I mean, the guy did write a book. I'll give him that. He seems like a very good public figure, you know, in my opinion. He did almost kill himself trying to get into a Rumble.
Oh, he did?
You didn't see that?
No.
The world, what is it? The
greatest Royal Rumble.
The greatest
Royal Rumble.
The greatest Royal Rumble
ever.
Just is it Google Rumble or Battle Royal?
Yeah.
No, Royal Rumble.
Oh, I gotta Google what? Titus O'Neil.
K-Math just sent it to you.
Greatest Royal Rumble.
Decap knows. Decap knows everything.
He picked Aaron. It's O'Neil.
Hold on here.
He just Titus O'Neil almost died.
Titus had a very busy week here in Saudi Arabia. He's had dinner with many princes and very important people.
And you know what's under that ring. He literally missed that center support beam
inches.
Yeah.
Well, he was going full speed,
but,
too.
Yeah, and you know how big he is. Like,
he's a
big dude. That's 330 pounds of muscle. Like, so if he would have hit that center beam, probably would have died.
Probably would have paralyzed himself at least.
Yeah.
Oh, my Lord.
Man, could you imagine?
Did he end up being okay?
Yeah, he was fine. Everybody just laughed. Everybody laughed at him and they made a t-shirt. Yeah. Yeah, other than being made fun of.
What did Titus just... I can't believe what I just saw.
But you're right, man. No. Another couple inches to the... I mean...
Yeah.
Because the support beam's right here. You can actually see, you know, like... where the material kind of juts out a little bit.
Did that really happen?
Oh, right here.
Oh, my God. You see his legs slide right by.
Oh, man.
Yes, it is. Yep.
I'm thinking they're laughing. He hits some other metal underneath.
It was. They probably had to laugh at it, but it could have been bad, couldn't it? Thank God it wasn't.
I'll be honest. I saw it. It was hilarious.
That guy could win the mayor of Tampa, though. That guy does a lot of work.
I'm going to tell you right now, this guy could tell Kane, I'll one-up you on your little city in Tennessee because I'm going to be the mayor of Tampa. He is so over in this town.
He really is.
And you've met him a few times?
I've done the one watch-along, I'm 100% sure, but I've met him and brushed shoulders multiple times, yeah.
Hold on, we have a phone call. I don't know. Hello?
Can you take him?
Hello? You're off Matt Riddle.
Lummy wants to know if you could take him.
Could you take him?
Who, O'Neal?
Yeah, O'Neal.
Yeah, I could.
Oh, I think.
Yo, bro, could you take him?
Take who?
Titus O'Neal.
Yeah.
In a fight?
Yeah.
Yeah, probably.
That was so Napoleon Dynamite, was it not? Yeah, probably.
But he is huge.
He is huge.
But he is older, and he's got a lot of wear and tear.
Does he have any MMA experience?
I don't think so.
So anybody who doesn't have any MMA experience, it's probably not.
No, because there's some dudes that have never been in a professional fight, but are just tough as hell. Yeah, you fight them in the street, they could kill you.
Right.
Know? So it's like, so you can never go that way. But I also look at professional athletes, so you got to give them a couple bonus points there. But then I look at wear and tear and what he did, football, smashing your head and doing other things, pro wrestling, other things, so it's like I feel like there's enough wear and tear, and with his size and doing
Matt
all
Riddle
this stuff,
goes, yeah, probably.
Oh yeah, probably.
If
I
you
probably
had
would outpoint him and
if you had
him
if you had to
him.
List if you had to list three dudes on the current roster that not that could shoot style beat you up, but would maybe you'd win, maybe you wouldn't, but you would be at least like, these would be the three toughest dudes for me to have to try to fight. Not to say what the outcome would be. Mm-hmm. Who would be? Brock would probably be...
Brock, probably Lashley, and then...
Roman?
No. Roman's not up there.
Damon?
Damian Priest?
Yeah.
I mean, the guy's a stallion, but I don't think so.
I love it. So we got Brock and Lashley.
Maybe Shelton Benjamin, because he's a high-level wrestler. But then again, at the same time, like I don't think there's any real strikers. You may go Aleister Black, but I don't think he ever had any professional fights or anything.
How about Kurt?
Kurt Angle?
Yeah.
Well, in his prime, yeah. It'd be good, but not now.
Not just because of the the age difference, as you would call it.
And Kurt's not really a striker either.
Well, Kurt would just try to take you down.
Yeah,
I mean, right?
Like,
if you fought Kurt, would he just shoot on you?
But if he took me down, like my jits is pretty solid, and like I'm scrappy, and I can wrestle, so it's like it's just a nightmare. You'd have to try to keep me down the whole time while I'm trying to.
And you're slippery with baby oil. That'd probably be a match you throw a little baby oil.
I don't do the baby oil, bro.
Now with
I'm a sweaty dude though.
But with MMA, do they try to baby oil up as an advantage? Do they put oil on the like when a guys are fighting?
They used to. People would do it, and then people now there's rules and regulations and this and the other thing. Me, I would always Vaseline my face the night before and the day of the fight, even before they Vaseline it at the fight.
They get a base Vaseline deal.
Well, you do it because by putting Vaseline on your face like that, you soften up the skin. And when your skin's softer, it's more pliable and flexible and stretchy.
And may not
tear.
Cut.
Yeah, it doesn't tear as easy. So you just lube up your face like fight week. So
any other, probably not as many wrestling pre-fight rituals as maybe you did MMA, but do you have some stuff?
MMA, there's definitely more just because you only fight max 3-4 times a year, so it's more of a moment. Wrestling, you know, at first there's moments, but now it's just like, you know, you do it so often, you know.
But do you have like a specific bag, and you got your tape, and you got, you know, like what does your wrestling bag have in it? You don't have boots. A lot of guys have their own boots.
People are really jealous. If I travel for like one of those 4 or 5 day weekends, I usually just carry a backpack.
That's it.
One backpack. I got my toiletries. I got my gears, which are just a polyester jacket and spandex shorts and jacket. So I can fit like 5 of those in a backpack and still have half the backpack.
But a lot of guys have a bunch of gear, don't they?
Dude, most of them, gear. Most of them have a gear bag and then their suitcase and, you know, so.
There's no costume tree that you have.
I literally snap my snapbacks onto the top of my bag, my neck pillow. That's it.
My neck. Like, do you have to go to wardrobe ever and get anything, like, sewed up? Like, some boys have, you know, a lot of guys have, you know, various costumes and things like that.
Yeah, what if you break a flip-flop?
Well, yeah, do you break a flip,
that's why I do the slides, you know, because they don't have the thong. The thongs break more. But when you have the slides and it's like the top cover.
And they're thicker.
They're thicker. The WWE ones. Oh, wait, I'm not wearing those. I'm wearing the other ones. But the WWE ones, they're Velcro, so you can take them on and off, you know, and adjust them. So
you can travel super light. You don't have boots. That's what usually takes up a ton of room. You don't have a mask. You don't have a cape. You don't have the belt. You don't have anything to travel with.
Well, sometimes belts. I've traveled with belts before.
And it's kind of a pain in the ass, isn't it, sometimes?
Well, for me, I just wear my belt through the airport. So I just wear it like across my shoulder.
Just like it's part of an accessory, like a chain.
Yeah, like kind of like, you know, like a gunslinger would wear gun bullets.
Yeah.
That's how I wear
bandolier.
That's how I wear my title. But because I'll wear that, then I'll put my backpack over it so you really don't even see it.
Right.
You know.
And the kids come up and wanna see the strap and stuff like that.
Well, I feel like I'm promoting. as well as I don't have to pay for extra luggage or an extra fee, and I'm not wedged.
Does TSA ever mark out to be like, oh man, can we get a picture of the belt and everything?
All the time.
Let me look at that. Let me that to be a good opportunity for you to have. Yeah, see, right, why don't you? Why aren't you?
Why aren't you
holding your belt with pride?
I think
our belt's not near? I mean, that's a nice belt.
I had the light on it, thinking it was better on.
I should take the belt away from you just because you're not repping it as the champion that you are. You got a real wrestler here that knows what belts are supposed to look like.
You should have around your neck covering your face.
We got a real belt, and you're jobbing my belt out.
No, not at all. I was putting
that's
on
a $3,000 belt, and you're jobbing my fucking belt
out. Don't job the belt out, Matt.
Don't job my fucking belt out. And you know what?
I'll be honest.
And don't clasp it like that. Fucking have the strap free flowing.
Yeah, free flowing.
What's that, Matt? You said you're going to be honest?
He's been keeping it clean.
Yeah, I wash it down every 10 minutes.
Hi, you're on the air with Matt Riddle.
Bro, this is awesome. What's up, Matt Riddle?
What up, dude?
California.
How are you, bro?
I'm great. How are you?
I'm good.
Your promos have been killing it on WWE as well. Your one on this past Friday was pretty sick. Just want to know, now that Lesnar is released, how do you feel about that?
I mean, I really don't feel anything about it. I mean, I wish him the best. I mean, hopefully he comes back one day. You know, he'll probably wait till fans come back. But, hey, you know, maybe he finds something else to do. But, you know.
Could he go back to MMA, or is that over, you think, for him?
I mean, I think it's over. But in the meantime, I'll be here at WWE, and I will be waiting for him.
And if they wanted to write a hotspot program with you and Lesnar, you certainly would do it.
Wouldn't hesitate.
Yeah.
I'd definitely give him the time of day.
If you had to do one clean in the middle for Brock, would you?
Yeah, you know, the first time.
Second time's a DQ. Say it, cuz.
We'll see.
All right, buddy, thanks.
CarMax is putting peace of mind back in car shopping by putting you in the driver's seat to find a ride that's right for you. Because at CarMax, we believe you shouldn't just settle for a car. You should love your car. That's why every car we sell is CarMax certified quality, so you can be sure with upfront pricing that's the same for every customer. So don't settle. Find love at first drive and start shopping now at CarMax.com. CarMax, the way car buying should be.
If you didn't know it before, well, then let me alert you. There are germs everywhere. What's the one and only way to respond? Sanitize everything. I'm talking everywhere. Packages, groceries, keyboards, tablets, money, doorknobs. You know, all these things are home to bacteria and viruses, but now there's an easy way to kill bacteria and viruses on all these surfaces or wherever they live. The Clean Phone Wand. The Clean Phone Wand is a portable UV sanitizer that lets you eliminate 99.9% of bacteria and kill viruses in seconds on virtually any surface. Use it for all your deliveries. Use it on tablets, on computers. Use it if you have to get on a plane or stay in a hotel. Use it at school. It's super portable, and with days of battery life, you can take it anywhere and make sure your environment is clean and safe. Get yours now and save over $50, plus free shipping by adding the code BUBBA. That's BUBBA. That all happens when you go to thenewdealshop.com. Again, that's thenewdealshop.com. And if you order today and add an FDA-authorized KN95 mask to your order, you're going to save an additional 10%. It's simple. Go to thenewdealshop.com and get the Clean Phone Wand now. And then start sanitizing everything everywhere. Again, thenewdealshop.com. Use Bubba as your promo code. Is Brock the kind of guy where, you know, I think they say he's, as it was announced today, that he's a free agent and that his contract has expired with WWE. Yep. And you know, but is he the kind of guy that could wait 6 months, 8 months, call Vince up and say, like, does Brock deal with Vince only, or maybe Hunter, and where he can make a phone call and say, hey, I want to come back for a little bit?
I don't know. I don't know.
You know the answer to that.
I don't know who he negotiates with or who does it for him, if it's him or if he has an agent or
right.
However that works. But I do know Brock Lesnar has some stroke. He definitely has some pull. He's dealing with the top draws in professional wrestling today. So I think if he calls any promoter, be it any promotion in the world, I think
they're going to talk to him.
They're going to talk to him. It doesn't matter if they're going to work with him or pay him, but they're going to talk and see what
he wants.
Yeah.
Right. I know that
be dumb not to.
When Jericho used to do his podcast here at our studios, and he was kind of, he would do the Fozzy Rock deal, you know, for a while. Then he'd come back to wrestle. And then he, you know, he never went to TNA or anything like that. He was always a Vince guy. But he was kind of, I think, towards, and I know he's not a Vince guy now, and I'm not trying to bring any heat up, you know, or anything like that. But I know
how
that.
How dare you?
No, but when he was, you know, kind of on again, off again, that he would literally just call up, you know, Vince and said, hey, I'd like to, you know, come back for, you know, 3 pay-per-views and something like that. And they would like work out a deal so he wouldn't have to do. And I think that there's probably a certain number of guys, not a lot, that have established themselves where they can probably do that sort of thing. I don't know. Like, mm-hmm. Cena can probably, and The Rock, they can all go do stuff.
Well, even Roman, I mean, during this, you know, this situation, he was away and stuff like that. But, you know, he was away, and now he's back. And, I mean, technically, there's still a pandemic. Nothing's really changed,
right?
You know. It's just that, you know, I think he just needed some time to recharge the battery, get healthy, you know, and he took, you know, he did, and now he's back.
When do you think, are they talking to you guys at all about life outside of the pandemic? Like, I got to think that, you know, I don't know if they bring back WrestleMania back in Tampa as they were, you know, tried to last year, right when this, in fact, WrestleMania was right on the early stages of the pandemic breaking out. Remember, it was like one of the first big things that got canceled as far as big events. Is the WWE talking about life after the pandemic at all, or is just everything still?
I mean, if it was up to us, we would be traveling already. We'd be working already. We'd be, you know, we'd be going at it, you know, and that's the goal, you know, eventually to just be right back where we were, you know, like I said, you know, for a while there, we were taping every 2 weeks, and that's how we were doing stuff for like the last couple months, you know, and now we're doing everything live, you know.
So it's kind of progressing, like, you know, first it was lockdown tape. You know, now it's live. Now the next step might be in front of a limited crowd in Orlando, maybe?
I would imagine the next step is within a limited crowd or a certain capacity or something like that.
Yeah.
But then again, it's one of those things because it's like so a restaurant, you can serve people food and they can take their mask off to eat, right? Well, if you go to a sporting event, you go there to watch a sport, you have to wear a mask. Okay, but I got nachos and a beer at concession, right. So I'm going to eat this and take my mask off.
And so, like, it's like, what rules do you go by? And it's like,
well,
you know,
who's enforcing these rules, you know? And then we just have, like, a bunch of people tattling on each other. Is right. that going to...
Well, that's what our society has become, a bunch of tattletales.
You know, so do you just send a picture of somebody not wearing a mask while they're not eating to, like, the head office? I don't know. You know, but you want people to be safe and all that. But at the same time, I think people are ready. Like, I think people have been ready for a while, like... I think we all want like our lives back.
Now, as far as the wrestlers, the talent, are they? What's the consensus among the guys? Are they or
it's mixed.
You know, they're like, listen, we want to get over this because I got to think they all are performers and they want to be in front of a crowd.
Yeah, we all want to be in front of performers, but like at the same time, we all want to be safe. You know,
right.
So it's one of those things that if it was up to us, we'd all be wrestling in front of thousands of people, millions at home, but. It's not the safe option. If it was, we'd be doing it. Or at least until we have more knowledge and more whatever. Like, it's just not the safe option. But, yeah, like, majority of the boys would love to be wrestling. Because right now we're wrestling. Then again, like me, other than the live crowd, which we got a virtual crowd, not too bad. I like Thunderdome. I like it. But, you know, I get to work in Orlando every week. You know, so it's like for me, I live in Florida. This is really easy for me. I literally don't have to leave the state. I can drive back and forth. Like, I'll get home before SmackDown's over. Like, if I'm first segment, I'll ask if they need me for anything. If they don't, I'll drive home. I will be home before the main event.
And now there are a lot, you know, probably the majority of the guys don't live in Orlando, so they have to travel in, right?
Well, yeah, especially the main roster, and especially if they've been on the main roster for a while, because, you know, once you're on the main roster for a while, you got to pay for your travel and this and the other thing, so you can live wherever you want, you know?
Right.
But, yeah, now we're only working in Florida, so it's like, you know, for people that, like, live in California, it's a cross-country flight every time.
Oh, that sucks.
Yeah. Or and even, like, I think Daniel Bryan, like, he was in Washington State, or, you know, so, like...
That's like a three-day deal by the time you get here, work, and then go
the
home.
The time difference, and then the thing is, they fly you in for testing, so you got to fly in, like, a day early for testing.
You're 90 minutes out, aren't you?
Yep.
I mean, is that what are you door-to-door, 90 minutes?
90 minutes.
And again, like you said, you do segment one. You're home before, you know, it's off the air.
I'm home before it's even off the air, you know? So it's like, people say, like, oh, man, you live so far away. Like, why would you move so far away? And it's like, one, I wanted the space. I wanted the land. The house was right. And it's like, and to me, hour and a half, that's not that
bad. Well, even when, okay, hour and a half is cool now, but even when you start traveling again, you're an hour and a half away from two major airports with the freedom of having a bunch of land, living in the country, riding your dirt bike, looking for bears, you know, all that stuff. Not a lot of people can.
Dude, I almost caught an alligator the other day.
How?
How?
I got big?
How big?
About 3-4 feet. I got a video.
Where's it at?
What? The
video, yeah.
On my cellular phone.
My cellular phone.
What are you going to do with it?
As compared to your phone that's not cellular?
Yeah. Well, I got a landline at the house.
No, too. You don't.
You do.
You're Johnny Landline?
I bought an old payphone. So I have, like, an old payphone box, you know, the...
So you really have a landline that comes into a payphone like you're fucking Superman?
Yeah. Well, not like Superman. I just, like, have the phone part. I don't have, like, the box.
Oh, I thought, like,
I
you had
the phone
whole,
booth.
The booth. You don't have the booth?
Yeah, Bill and Ted's Excellent Adventure
booth. Yeah, I thought for sure, yeah.
Hey, that movie's coming out.
I know
it's
it is.
Out now.
Oh. Is it out?
Yeah, that's out. You can stream it.
Oh, that's right. I should stream it. Watch it with the kids.
You should watch
yeah.
it.
I should.
Would you be disappointed
if
they
the
didn't
other
like
two.
It?
What's up?
Would you be disappointed if they didn't like it? They're like, Dad, you like this crap?
This is
no.
stupid.
No, I get... I'm done with... expecting people to like the things I like.
Oh, okay.
It's upsetting to me. Like, the other day, like, I was like, I threw on Big Trouble in Little China. Does anybody know that movie?
Yeah.
No.
Yeah.
No?
No.
Bubba doesn't.
You know? Kurt Russell. Yeah, you got. It, to me, it's like one of the greatest movies. You got Jack.
Me.
You got Jack Burt, and it's all in the reflexes. You know, and it's got some low pan.
Kurt Russell.
You know, you got that lady from Sex and the City.
Sarah Jessica Parker?
No, the other one that was, you know.
Loose?
Yeah.
Samantha?
Kim Cattrall.
Samantha,
Kim
yeah.
Cattrall, yeah.
So she's in it, and Kurt Russell's always hitting on her. He's a pickup, you know, he drives an 18-wheeler. You know, and
who'd you put this on for? Did you want Lisa to watch, or you want your kid?
I'll tell you this: the amount of people I've watched it with, like, hey, check this out, and they watch it, and they're like, "That what?" And I was like, "That was great, right?" And they're like, "No."
So you've recommended Big Trouble in Little China to some of your boys,
I'd recommend it. Well, the boy, I haven't had too many boys, you know, like. I'm just saying.
Hold on.
It's a pretty amazing planet we live on here. And a man would have to be some kind of fool to think we're all alone in this universe.
Yeah.
There is
Jack
a hidden
Bird.
World where ancient evil weaves a modern mystery.
What's going on here? Is this some kind of
magic? The darkest magic.
Yeah. That was low pan, dude.
Hell yeah, buddy. Hold on. Now, who have been some of the people
you're
that you've recommended?
You're telling me you see that right there, and you're not right.
And you're not right.
Like, finally, we shall. The guy came to a fight in front of an 18-wheeler with a meat cleaver, bro. And then people are going to be like, yeah, not, come on.
Bring order out of chaos.
What happened?
Was this a legitimate movie?
Yes.
Are you serious?
It's where Big Trouble.
If you haven't seen this movie,
I'm not. I guess I'm.
Go home. What's going on, America? If you haven't seen, if you haven't seen Big Trouble, Little China.
Hold on.
Stream it. It's 2020.
It made 11 million in box office.
What? Hey, yeah. Hold on.
That's more than any of us have made.
No. Stop. How much did it cost to make it, Lummy?
It's 19 and 25 million.
It cost 25 million to make it, and it made 11.
Yeah, it lost 14 million, Lummy.
Yeah, okay, that's in the box office. DVDs, merchandise.
They're
okay,
just breaking
okay,
even.
Okay, so they made another 100 grand.
I'm telling you, they still sell t-shirts. The amount of Jack Burton tank tops that you see in the streets right now. Bubba, look at the tank top Jack Burton's wearing. You'll see
it. It became a cult classic later, but it was horrible. It did horribly money-wise at first.
I know.
Me.
Another movie I'm going to throw out there right now before
this is Matt. This is Matt Riddle movie selection, Willie's.
Howard the Duck.
Howard the Duck. No, it's awesome. He flies the ultralight.
Dude, you got Play Duck? The guy's looking at play ducks in the movie?
Yeah.
It's a playboy,
dude, he goes and flies
duck?
The ultralight, man. That's the best scene ever.
Hold on here.
Oh, this is just a clip. That's not a trailer.
Just saw your show!
Oh, right,
lady,
thanks.
Love your music!
Hey. Bye now.
Matt Riddle's movie selection.
Well, maybe not Howard the Duck. But
what's next, Harry and the Hendersons?
But definitely Big Trouble. Yeah, Harry and the Hendersons is a good one.
That's a good movie.
Yeah.
It's a good movie.
You know what I was watching the other day, and I was like, you know what still holds up?
Napoleon Dynamite?
Twister.
Oh, jeez.
For ages, he is hidden in the forest. Eluded hunters, baffled scientists, and remained a mystery until the Hendersons bumped into him.
What is it?
It's a major discovery. We have to take it home.
John Lithgow, is that her name? Is that his name, John Lithgow? John?
I don't know, but the guy's a real animal.
George. It's alive! Ah!
How about, Chevy Chase's Vacation.
Oh, that's a good one.
Yeah.
My 15th birthday course.
Man, who is that chick? She was hot. I mean, I hope she's of age back then, but
she's probably 90 now.
Sit.
Exercise, Irene.
This is Matt Riddle's You Pick 'Em. Harry and the Hendersons. Matt Riddle's You Pick 'Em.
Yeah. I don't know. I don't know anymore.
Napoleon Dynamite? You Napoleon Dynamite guy?
You know, the wife is a big Napoleon Dynamite. Oh, Fast Times at Ridgemont High.
Oh, that's the most classic of all. That's the most classic of all, I hear.
What have you got, Mr. Buckman?
Yeah, this one's good.
I got a cigarette. Nicolette.
Hey, you guys had shirts on when you came in here.
This guy makes me cringe.
Something happened to him, man.
Come on, Spicoli. Just put the shirts back on. You see that sign? No shirt, no shoes, no die. Right. Learn it.
Live it.
Know it. Live it.
Well,
wait. Did you hear the bell?
Did we get to school?
What bell?
We're here.
Oh, come on.
And we all went to high school with some of those guys, did we not?
Matt was that guy.
Matt goes, what do you mean that was me, buddy? There's Matt right there.
I used to skateboard.
There's Matt right there. Put his glasses on. Oh, is this where he orders a pizza for everybody?
And the teacher eats it?
Yeah.
Also.
Spicoli's late, remember? You can't get in.
There will be no eating. E-A-T-I-N-G. No eating in this class. You get used to doing your own business on your own time. That's one demand I make. Just like you wouldn't want me to come to your house some evening and discuss U.S. history on your time. Understand?
Yes, sir.
Here's Riddle trying to get in.
This
guy's been stoned since the third grade.
Yes?
Yeah, I'm registered in this class.
What class?
This is U.S. history. See the globe right there.
Really?
Hey, may I come in?
Oh, please. I get so lonely when I hear that third attendance bell ring and all my kids are not here.
Sorry I'm late. It's just like this new schedule's totally confusing. Yeah, I know that, dude.
Mr. Spicoli.
That's the name they gave me. Hey, you're ripping my car.
Yeah.
Hey, bud, what's your problem?
No problem at all. I think you know.
They should do a Vince McMahon gimmick with you, and you're the Spicoli.
He's
dude.
Mr. Hand, and I'm Spicoli.
Yeah. I'm like, that's what's your problem, dude.
Yeah.
He's like, I'm tearing up your contract, Rick, Riddle. What's your problem, dude?
Oh, where the front office is.
You dick!
I have taken.
They should do a spinoff like that with you, don't you think, Matt?
I think that it could work.
The time to print up a complete schedule of class quizzes and the chapters they cover. Please pass them to the desk behind. Back, back, back.
He picks up his schedule. I think we all did. Anna, is this too... Did you ever watch Fast Times at Ridgemont High?
Hey, what's the deal with really? All the kids snipping the paper?
Not. Yeah, I know that chick.
What?
What was the...
You don't remember that?
The new ink.
What do you mean?
You were probably... At my age, they would make copies.
No, dittos, probably.
Yeah, were they dittos? Yeah. Oh, hold on here. Were they dittos?
Yeah, the purple ink dittos.
Yeah. And it smelled... A certain way. It smelled like it. I don't know. It just had a certain smell that you loved to smell,
yeah,
right?
Well, because it like dipped it in fluid. That's how they copied them with the ditto machine. It used a special fluid, and it made a smell.
And you kind of
and every
kinda
every
huffed
kid
it.
Every kid would just sniff it.
Yeah, yep. You kind of huffed it. It was like a huffing deal.
Yeah.
Look.
See.
I was like, why are these kids sniffing paper?
That was before your era, I think.
Yeah.
D.
Because you and Anna are about the same age, I think.
No, me and him are the same age. Anna's the youngest in here.
Not very,
yeah,
by
I'm,
much.
Not
by,
I'm
You're
33.
You're 33.
Yeah.
You're just a few years younger than Lummy and Matt.
1 year.
Yeah.
Now, Anna, did you ever watch Fast Times? Like, what did you grow up watching, Anna? Like, hard telling the nerd shit that you liked.
JFK assassination.
No.
Wasn't the Zapruder film.
Yeah.
That bitch doesn't know what the Zapruder film is.
I knew what it was. I just didn't know the name. I don't know. I watched, like, Full House a lot. And I watched, like...
That wasn't
Full
a movie.
House.
That wasn't a movie.
Oh, a movie. Okay. I don't know. I watched a lot of, like, Tommy Boy and stuff. And the Adam Sandler movies a lot. No, we don't like that answer.
Oh, Big Daddy's pretty good.
No, we don't like that answer.
I like Tommy Boy and like Billy Madison I'd watch over and over again.
Here's Riddle, walking out of the convenience store.
You worked at All American Burger.
7 months ago.
I thought that's a badass Colt 45 shirt.
I was
going to
say,
he's
got a Colt 45 shirt on.
That's a badass Colt 45 shirt.
That it is.
What's he buying?
Why don't you get a job, Spicoli?
What for?
You need money.
All I need are some tasty waves, cool buzz, and I'm fine. Thanks. Can I use your bathroom?
Yeah, go ahead.
And like, what place in today's era would leave cookies out for you just to grab one back
well,
in the...
in this era, definitely not. That's a big no-no.
When did that... I mean, I got to think that probably stopped, you know, years ago. Grab a cookie.
The only place that still goes that or does that is hotels every now and then.
Yeah, I don't think any of that. I don't think any of that still.
It won't be after the, I mean, during, obviously during the pandemic, but afterwards, certainly not.
No, like
it's
I don't
over.
Think
buffets
I don't think,
are over. Buffets
I mean,
are done,
and that's really tore me apart.
Yeah, me
you know,
too.
Buffets being gone.
This ruined Golden Corral.
It did. What was your favorite place to eat, Matt Riddle?
Not Golden Corral.
Well, no,
I did like Sweet Tomatoes though.
Yeah.
I don't know what Sweet Tomatoes.
The salad bar place.
It's called Soup Plantation on the West Coast, but it's the same franchise.
It's called what?
Soup Plantation.
Soup. Is that soup, what?
Yeah. I swear to God, yeah.
Yeah, she's right.
So it's the same
healthy buffet.
It's the same as Sweet. It's the same thing as Sweet Tomatoes.
Now, did you grow up? Where did you grow up, Matt? You grew up in Texas, didn't you?
New York or Pennsylvania?
Pennsylvania.
Oh, Pennsylvania. That's right.
Well, I was born in Pennsylvania, raised in New York, moved back to Pennsylvania, then lived in Arizona and Nevada.
What'd you think about Arizona?
It's like the Wild West.
I know, but like, what? How old were you when you lived in Arizona? Was it when you were wrestling or when you were MMA?
When I first got to the UFC, I was in Arizona. And I say it's like the Wild West because, like, I don't know, at least it was like this when I was there. But, like, they had, like, certain rules. Like, they would, like, let people just, like, fight in parking lots. Like, the police.
And you can carry guns on the outside.
Oh, yeah, you can carry guns. And if, say, two people tried to jump you, but you shot them both dead, it was legal because there's two of them, and they could have killed you if they jumped you, so you just defended yourself.
I think you can even have that down to one person. Like, I think if one person tries to jump you, you can shoot them.
You feel threatened.
Yeah, I feel like if it's two or more, though, you really get away with it.
I know that when I went to Arizona years ago for a Bubba Palooza.
Bubba Palooza?
Yeah, Bubba Palooza.
You had your own Palooza?
Yeah.
That's pretty impressive.
Bubba Palooza. We sold out the joint in Vegas two nights. Yeah, we did some pretty big venues.
Bubba Palooza.
He's so impressed.
One of our very first Bubba Paloozas was in Phoenix, and when we got outside the airport, the cab drivers and stuff all had like six shooters. Like they had guns with like cowboys, yeah, with guns on the outside, like, you know, not concealed, but non-concealed, like as cowboys.
Yeah.
That's still kind of it's kind of still cowboy area out there, isn't it?
Yeah. Like I said, it's not necessarily like guys always wearing six shooters, but like I said, it's the Wild West. Like a lot, people have guns. And
like you'd see a guy get out of his Ford and he have a pair of cowboy boots on, some jeans and a gun.
Yeah.
Like, and that was, and he might be walking.
You see a guy get out of his car. It's Phoenix. You see a guy get out of his car wearing flip flops with a gun. You know, it's hot. You
it doesn't matter what the gun was, what everybody
the
was.
Gun, people have guns in Phoenix. Like people, you know, it's America there.
How's your cameo doing? Have you been hitting your cameo?
The cameo's been doing good. You know, I'll be honest, feel kind of bad, slacked this week, but I had SmackDown and a pay-per-view.
You didn't let any like go past the 4-day deal where you lost
one,
it, did you?
Well, one canceled prematurely, but I also look at that as, you know what, they probably needed the money for something else, so good thing I didn't do it right away.
That's
know?
One way to look at it.
That's, well, I usually wait like 2 days. Because,
so they don't have buyer's remorse?
Yeah, you know, I want people to like, I want them to look at that and be like, I did that a couple times before I do it. So they like, so they, if they have any regrets, they can take care of it.
What is your price now?
No regrets.
I keep it at the 125.
And you're doing good with it, are you not?
It's a fair price for the working man, the working bro.
It's a solid price.
Or like the quite successful bro, you know, it's a fair price, you know.
Twitter is Super King of Bros. Instagram, Riddle Bro, and then Facebook is Matt Riddle WWE.
Yeah.
And then Cameo. What's your cameo? Is it just Matt Riddle?
Well, if you go to my Instagram, you can just tap on that. But
you do a lot on your Instagram, right, Riddle Bro? Which one are you more at? Where are you most active?
You know, like I said, because I've been busy lately, I haven't been active as
you better get back on it.
Hey,
what?
I'll get on it. Okay,
you better get
on it, dude.
You better get on it, dude.
I will.
Come on, dude. You better get on.
I've just been busy, you know, and when you're busy, you're busy. I don't know what else to say.
You got
to
work this Friday?
I'm going to work this Friday.
What does the average day when you do when you're doing SmackDown? Is it almost every Friday night or is it every other now?
Every Friday now.
And
every week.
That means you're over. I mean, that means, right? When you're just getting a small push, it's every other. Maybe once now you're.
No, before it was every other because pandemic and we were recording like every 2 weeks, you know, like doing two episodes. Now we're doing every week. We're on live TV. We're at the Amway Center, the Thunderdome. And now it's like, it's just like if we're traveling, but we're just in Orlando.
Now, is there ever a Friday where you don't get used or you do get used? Do you get some type of real estate every Friday?
I usually get some type of real estate every Friday, even if it's being in the back or being like say if I'm around the ring for something, but then me and Corbin or me and somebody still get into a fight outside the ring. Even though we didn't have a match, we still had, you know, an interaction.
Who do you like to watch? Do they pick who you have to stand by based on what kind of angle you got, or can you kind of say, well, okay, I want to stand by my buddy here? Or,
well, usually I stand by my buddies because, you know.
And who's your buddies?
Well, I like Drew Gulak, you know. I mean, Keith Lee's a buddy. I mean, I got tons of buddies. You know, I like the Heavy Machineries. They're good guys, you know. And you got to realize, too, if I'm on TV, you know, I stand by the baby faces because I'm,
right,
I'm a good guy. Stand by good guys.
You're a big baby face. Could you ever see working as a heel?
You know, if, you know, times change, yeah, things change. I could easily be a heel. I've been a heel before. You know,
it's easier sometimes to work as a heel, is it not?
Yeah, I think right now with WWE, there's like such an influx of heels and, you know, bad
that
guys.
They need babies.
They need baby faces, you know, and everybody and I don't blame them because it's kind of like, it's hard to explain. It's kind of like even all the faces now, like, would rather be heels, like the people like Roman or Kevin Owens or something like that, because it's like, I don't have to be a corny good guy to a certain extent, right? And once you're over, you're over. It's like Randy Orton could be good or bad.
Oh,
he's
yeah.
still going to sell Viper t-shirts. Roman Reigns, the same thing, you know? So,
there comes a point where if you're over that big, it doesn't matter what you are.
It's really if you're over and you're that good. Because
yeah.
at the end of the day, if you're that good, you can really work. It proves. It
right.
shows.
And do you think that you would ever, you think you could ever, I don't, man, you're such a baby in life, though, that it would be tough to switch you hardcore heel.
Well, I
think, unless you double cross somebody.
Well, this is my thing when it comes to heel. Like, for me, it's like, and even when I was a heel on the indies, and it's why I still had such a strong fan base, is I was never a heel to fans. I feel like heels are just, like, mean to fans and always mm-hmm. talk crap to fans.
Like what Sheamus did to Blitz's bubblegum.
Yeah. And it's
that's a real heel.
And it's one of those things to me because it's like, why would I hate the fans or have any animosity towards them? Like, you guys pay for tickets and buy my merch and do this and that. If anything, I hate the other athletes in the locker room and I want to treat them with disrespect, you know?
True heel to them.
And, yeah. And that's like, so me, like when I was heel, I was still like, don't get me wrong, I wasn't like kissing babies and everything like that, you know. But at the same time, I was always like kind of respectful to the crowd, but disrespectful to my opponents, you know, or right. disrespectful to the company, you know. And then that got me heat, but then I got over because I was still nice to fans and I was.
You're over.
Good, yeah.
Anna, any questions you have for Matt Riddle? I didn't mean to completely shut you out of
why
the whole process.
So
she looks
so
mad.
It was an inquisitive look.
Matt, you don't know a lot about.
Yeah.
You don't know a lot about.
Bubba. Matt said, you know you're on camera.
Yeah. He's watching her on
so
the screen.
That's a new question.
It was an inquisitive look. It
Hold
wasn't
on.
An angry
Matt,
look.
Matt Riddle just basically organically asked the best question. Why are you so mad? Don't you know you're on camera? That's the question.
I was thinking about a question I had.
He's been watching you for the last 10 minutes.
No, you've been on your phone. Been,
no,
been,
I was looking at his Instagram. He was talking about his Instagram.
Oh,
I was on his Instagram.
Sure.
See,
oh, okay.
That's you.
All right, that's on me. That's
him.
On me.
Those are photos.
And
I'm
his
not,
family. I was looking at the twin that looked like him. I was
I'm
like,
not,
must be the one on the right.
I'm not going to get Matt involved in our big discussion that we have,
mm-hmm.
but I guarantee you that he feels the way we do when it comes to circumcisions.
Oh God, is this how you're going to drag me into this?
No, it's just that it's just so dumb your opinion because you.
Oh,
okay, what's the opinion?
She thinks that guys should.
That your mom and dad.
I thought she didn't want to talk about this
anymore.
This is not how you make friends.
She thinks circumcision is genital mutilation.
She thinks it's
and that it's not right. That...
Well, funny enough.
Oh, hold on.
Are you gonna whip it out?
No.
Okay.
No.
All right.
What would I?
I don't know.
My brother, he feels the same way.
And his brother probably has a penis.
And he resents my mom, and he's like, I can't believe you did this.
I'm so glad you showed up.
Hold on, are you for real?
No, and then.
Are you for real?
And he goes, and he's like, I'm furious. Who knows? I heard the foreskin makes it more sense. I could be having the craziest orgasms, but I don't even know. And I'm like, bro.
I told you, there's a few weirdos out there.
Stop saying weirdos. This is probably a bigger percentage of men than you even know.
No, BS, how do you feel?
How do I feel?
Yeah.
I'm glad my parents did it for me, so I didn't have to do it.
I like being a convertible with the top down.
Exactly. I feel
like it's a little cleaner.
Yes.
You know?
Yes.
We're
all talking clinically here, but it is. It's cleaner and it's easier to take care of, right?
It takes care of itself. I mean, you don't have to pull anything back or do anything.
Use some soap and water.
Us men, we don't like taking care of shit, and we're not good at nurturing, and we're not good. Like, we can barely put, you know.
I'll say this. If I did have foreskin, I would clean it. Even though I'm a man, I would still do that.
I would clean the rest of your body.
But isn't it good not to have to worry about it? It's great not having to worry about it.
I'll be honest, Bubba, now I'm starting to think. I don't know.
Nice.
I'm glad my parents decided it.
I'll tell you this, if you had more enthusiasm, maybe I'd be more on board.
He's a worker.
You want me to get angry?
He can go angry all day, apparently.
But
she's angry all the time about it.
Angry.
She's mad.
But I'll be honest, it's a thing. People get worked up about it.
See?
You know?
Yeah.
See?
Well, I thought this was going to go well. It backfired on me, his brother.
But then again, I look at it like this. I also had a friend who didn't get circumcised, and at 16, he went to the doctor because his mom didn't do it, and he got himself circumcised.
Okay, I'm totally cool with that because he consented to it.
It's the worst as a 16-year-old dude. I want it done.
And he said it was. He wishes he would have just got it done
when he was one day old.
There you go.
See, a lot of us men feel that we're glad our mom and dad did it.
They don't even put the kid under, so the kid is just like fully alert.
No one.
Who cares?
We can't remember it.
Does anybody here remember?
No.
Doesn't mean it doesn't. Doesn't cause trauma.
It doesn't cause trauma.
And there's a lot of babies that have issues with it. I mean, think about it. You're so small, you're susceptible to infection.
My mom is still small.
My mom's smoking and drinking when she was pregnant with me.
Yeah,
probably
that's
did
not something to brag about.
No, I'm just saying that probably caused more fucked upness than my mom cut my penis.
Absolutely,
she dropped them a few times.
Yeah,
she was
should not have been doing that either. I didn't
Us
know it was
kids
an either
all,
or.
We've all
I'll
been
tell
dropped.
You this. I think there's much more traumatizing things you'll actually remember and actually affect you.
Well, of course. But I'm just saying my issue is that you're not consenting to it.
My uncle touching me at 7 probably is far more traumatic than my mom whipping off my penis at one day old. I can't remember that.
It's not circumcision or sexual abuse. Like, which one's worse? That's not the debate we're having.
But if you can't remember it, if you're one day old and
my thing is it causes unnecessary suffering, and I'm not game for that.
But as a man,
even Dr. Dan said he had a walkout twice and it was over circumcision because he heard a blood-curdling scream from an infant.
But as a man,
that's really sad.
You hear that every time a kid's born.
Yeah.
Yeah.
They like get slapped on the butt. They're like, oh.
So it breathes.
Here's the problem. You've never had any kids. You don't know what it's like to take care of a kid.
That has nothing to do with anything. I'm just saying I don't think it's right to take away a part of your body that you didn't consent to being removed.
Well, when you have
a son,
you have a son, you can do whatever you want with his wiener, okay? Because I had a son.
Well, not whatever you want.
I mean, I'm saying I had a son, and I told them on day one, go ahead and take it right down, take that sweater off.
Okay, that's that's. I mean, again, I told you my belief. I thought we agreed to disagree at the beginning of the show at like 6 a.m. You said, let's not talk about it.
It started today at 6 a.m.?
Yeah. No, oh, no, it started no, yesterday.
It started it started the first day she started working for me.
Hey, at the end of the day, if you're the parent, you have the choice. That's what it is.
Kids are property.
Because like, if you have a dog, you get their ears clipped.
If you have a dog, she might touch it.
Oh, yeah, she molests dogs, too.
No, I don't molest.
She didn't molest a dog, but she wanted to know what a dog's nipple was, a nursing puppy's nipple was like, and she's just, this. She's weird.
And she compared it to her own.
Yeah, she was feeling hers and then touched hers.
Well, we're mammals.
Yeah. Matt Riddle's answer is we're all mammals.
Well, not all of us in this room
are mammals.
But, you know, there's other
even
animals.
Decaf is a mammal, is he not?
Decaf is a mammal.
A big one at that.
Decaf's brother's a mammal.
And Bubba. And Raphael's a what?
Speaking of conspiracy theories with Anna, Dylan's father is also from South Africa. They could be soulmates.
Oh, they could.
Is that that's a conspiracy or that's a fact?
It's a fact. South Africa.
Yeah. Well, Anna's mom.
That has to do with conspiracy.
This shows a little bit, Matt, what she's all about. Anna's mom was messing around with her high school.
Oh my God, that's just a. I hope my mom's
your dad. Listening. Your dad verified that.
No, he didn't Anna's, verify that. He just said he.
No, he verified.
He did not verify that.
Wait till you hear the new. Let me investigate.
Yeah, let me investigate. 3.5.
Anna's mom was messing around with her high school sweetheart, and then she left Anna's dad for him, and then that guy ended up.
And Anna's dad was in the Mossad.
No, he was not. He was approached to be in the Mossad, which I found out only a few months
ago.
The Mossad? It's like it's the Israeli CIA.
It's the Israeli CIA. Yeah. He's from South Africa. He's an Israeli.
He could have known Jeffrey Epstein and Ghislaine Maxwell, and he passed.
Well, he didn't know them, thank God. And,
no, I know, but they
but
were like involved. They were Mossad agents.
Was fucking her high school.
Oh my God!
She did know, huh?
You don't know. I don't know that. It's just a theory I have, and not a good one.
The guy
but
was around like 20 years.
All right,
that guy was actually in the Mossad, and that was the payback for
her mom and dad. Her mom and dad were married, and her mom.
Why are we? Can we go back to the belts and stuff? And
her mom was bringing her high school sweetheart around the family a lot, like Uncle Jimbo, and he was staying the night. What have you?
He was not staying the night.
They were blasted.
Who told you that?
Your dad said they were blasted.
Oh.
Yep. Has your dad been on the show?
He called and added an after show.
On her show.
He's a Lummy Mark.
And he told her, quote.
He's a Lummy Mark.
Yeah, he is a big Lummy Mark, and he told her to shut the fuck up.
She called into my show and told me to shut the fuck up, and I listened. I just go, sorry.
Yeah.
Sorry. Oh, he can't do that.
Oh, yeah, he can. He did, and he did.
Yeah, I did.
And she's fucking learning to live with it. And he's still hot about the mom, you know, cheating with the high school romance deal.
And she almost went and had an Eiffel Tower with two dudes.
Okay. You guys, it was a biracial gangbang sting. I did it for content.
No,
okay?
you went and met them, though.
Yeah, with Lummy. I was with Lummy. And Colton, too.
It was a biracial threesome sting, wasn't it?
I like calling it a gangbang sting. Biracial gangbang sting.
Pretty intense stuff.
Yeah.
Look, he's impressed, clearly.
Matt Riddle is.
That's one word.
That's the word you choose. That's not what quite Matt's choosing, but he'll go with it, won't you, Matt?
I'll go with it.
Oh, God, Matt. Thanks for coming by today, my friend. You have to work yet? I guess you're in Orlando this Friday. When you do
I'll
SmackDown.
I'll be in Orlando Thursday and Friday because I get tested.
So
I get
what,
tested every week.
What's your regiment? Like, do you go back on Thursday or do you spend the night? Like, how does it go, your schedule?
Well, because I moved, it depends really, but lately the testing's been later in the day, so I just stay at my house and then just leave from my house, get tested, come back home, and then call times later in the day now too, because before we were taping multiple episodes or
now you're
multiple
live.
Shows. Now we're live, so.
What time you got to be there? When was it live at 8? I mean, you guys
it's
go.
It's live at 8. We get there at 2.
2?
2 p.m. We rehearse everything. What? That's 6 hours.
Live at 8. Bubba remembers the days of Hogan. Hogan would get there at 8:15.
Can I tell you one time, Matt? We would sometimes pull into the building when they were hitting his intro music. And
yeah.
He would put his boots on in the car, and we'd literally pull in the Sally port into the, like, we're back in the back there. And they were literally, you know, hitting his music. And he had to go right from the car to the ring. And he wouldn't get into trouble either.
I've done that on the indies a lot, just trying to make that money and traveling.
And just trying to be the man?
Yeah. Well, yeah. Yeah, trying to be the man.
I don't know. Could anybody do that today? Could any?
Like, in WWE? Yeah.
Cena?
Cena, Lesnar, a bunch of them. And see, the thing is, most of them, like, say, like a Drew. Drew could probably do that, but he respects everybody.
Right. He'll be there. You know.
Same thing with Roman, I feel like, for the most part. I feel like he respects people for the most part, where he wouldn't.
There's a lot of "for the most parts" in there.
I don't know him as well.
Right.
So I don't want to speak, and then, like, the guy, you know, does something else. So.
Hi, who's this? Last couple calls for Matt Riddle, and then I think he might be going to the Clem Gym, I think, if hey, he has time.
Go ahead, buddy. Track meet. Just want to say hello and be on the phone with Matt Riddle, Bubba, and the boys. Just, you guys are doing awesome. Keep it up. Thanks for keeping us all positive out here, and you guys make my day go around, man. I appreciate it.
Thank you, Track Meet. Appreciate it, bro. Anna, did you get your Matt Riddle shirt?
I did. Thank you very much.
Who's this? Hello, you're on the air.
Was that Bubba?
Can you hear me?
Yeah, you're on the air with Matt Riddle. Go ahead.
Hey guys, it's Grant from Peterborough here. We were talking about High Flyers there, and I might have missed it, but was there any mention of the old 5-star frog splash?
5-star frog splash, a little RVD.
Rob Van Dam.
You know, yeah, I'll tell you this, that's a classic. When I first started my wrestling career, I used to hit a 5-star frog splash. And, you know, and it was part of the arsenal, but, you know, I just couldn't do it like Rob. You know, that's why, I had to evolve, and now I do the floating bro.
Right on. Awesome. And I remember watching it as a kid. You could see the pain on his face when he landed, and just.
Oh yeah.
How much do you think that would hurt even back in the day? Like, was he actually, or was it kind of a work? You know.
You know, I'll be honest. Certain people like RVD and others, when you got in the ring with them, even though you're working together, it takes its toll on you.
For sure.
All right, buddy. Thanks. Hold on. God.
You used to do
that's
that?
That's you?
No, that's Rob Van Dam.
You used to do that?
Oh, my God. How high is that?
That's high.
That's at least, what, 10 feet?
You had a frog splash finish?
Not a finish. It's just a
That's
move.
Wild. How big is that guy?
He's probably, what, 5'11"?
He's not as tall as so he's like 5'11", but he's built at 6 feet.
Yeah.
And he can work his ass off.
Yeah.
He can work his absolute ass off.
How much does he weigh?
220.
And he's a stiffy, too.
Jesus.
He's an absolute stiffy. He'll throw him in there for you. Unlike this guy.
The love sponge!
Show me a moose!
Show me a moose!
I mean, on that note.
A moose!
Show me a moose. Is that your new finish deal? I don't even remember it.
Show me a moose!
Are you going to the Clem Gym, bud?
Who, me?
Yeah.
Yeah. At least for a little bit.
You guys taking the moped?
I'll take the moped.
Of course you will. I only have one.
So nuts to butts.
Nuts to butts. I don't know if you want to. We can't do that.
The butt?
Nuts to butts.
Nuts to butts.
You're riding on the back. No, the moped.
No, he's not riding on the back. He can get in the Cuban Missile Crisis's car or decap.
Hilarious.
Matt, thank you so much, my friend.
Hey, thank you.
I love when you come over, and I think WWE is cool about it, and hopefully we can have you in multiple more times, and we get their blessing like we used to. You're getting to be such a big time star now that they're watching your every move.
Yeah, I mean,
which means you're over, bro.
I mean, I know I'm doing something right because it seems like everybody's watching every single move I make.
Yep.
So it's good. You know, it's good to be under the spotlight, under the microscope. But at the same time, you know,
it's good to be over, bro.
It is.
This is the Bubba Army Podcast.
Have you noticed your hair isn't looking as full as it used to? Yeah, losing your hair is no fun. So let's talk options. You can go to your doc for a hair loss treatment prescription. Then visit the pharmacy and try not to go broke just to avoid going bald. Or you can try Keeps from the comfort of your Lazy Boy. You'll get the same doctor-recommended, FDA-approved hair loss treatment, but Keeps offers the generic versions for about half the cost. And one more thing you'll love about Keeps, it's all online. You just answer a few questions, snap a few pics of your hair, and a licensed doctor will review your info and recommend the right hair loss treatment for you. Then it's shipped directly to your door. Why make unnecessary trips to the doctor and drugstore when you can do it all from home? You can get started with a special deal. Go to keeps.com/POTUS for 50% off your first order of Keeps hair loss treatments. That's keeps.com/POTUS. Keeps.com/POTUS.